Just finishing out on the asparaginase, Charlie, what are the different preparations available and what's seen in terms of infusion reactions and other toxicities, and how do they compare?
Well, most people use pegylated asparaginase now.
Yeah, E. coli is no longer available.
I can remind you of the old days where you really needed some skill and luck to manage asparaginase, because you were giving it 2 to 3 times a week. So you had to make 3 decisions a week about the fibrinogen, the LFTs, and God knows what else.
That was the E. coli preparation?
Right, which was right. The standard. Pegasparaginase is a convenience. One of the biggest conveniences is you only have to make 1 decision instead of 6. But then you're sort of kidding yourself, because once it's there, it's there. If you experience the toxicities from the pegasparaginase, liver, pancreatitis, et cetera. And there have not, certainly not in adults, been randomized trials about dose and schedule. There are also still allergic reactions.
When do they tend to occur?
To pegasparaginase? Well, usually not with the first dose. They're sometimes manifested by local skin reactions. For example, everyone might get a little reaction from the injection, but if you get a big one, it's very likely that that's a hypersensitivity reaction. And I believe we showed a long time ago, if that happens, you're not getting asparaginase because there are neutralizing antibodies.
What do you do in that situation?
If there's a serious anaphylactic type reaction, you do the kind of stuff that you would do for that. If you have a local reaction, in general, it means that you probably shouldn't use that preparation again. Erwinia asparaginase, which again, I think has to be administered multiple injections, right?
It's 6 doses for every dose of
right,
pegylated
right,
asparaginase.
Right, is available. So that gets you back to the every dose decision.
But again, Wendy, in that situation, Erwinia usually doesn't cause the same kind of
That's
reaction?
That's correct. Right. It doesn't cause the anaphylactic reaction very, very rarely. And so if you have an anaphylactic reaction, you can switch to the Erwinia preparation. The one other thing that I just wanted to mention about asparaginase that I think will help all of us in terms of our future development of that drug in adults with ALL and maybe even in children with ALL is that there is a generally available assay now that was approved within the last year to measure asparaginase levels. And so I think what we're learning by doing that is that we're probably giving adults too high of a dose of asparaginase. We know the dose of asparaginase that we would like to achieve in the serum from studies that were actually done at the Dana-Farber. And now we can measure that level. And so it may be possible to start with a much lower dose of pegasparaginase and achieve the same levels and perhaps, and this needs to be tested, reduce some of those toxicities. But the assay is generally available. It's a very quick turnaround. And it's a very inexpensive assay, actually, to do.
And you do it routinely?
We do it routinely. We check 1 week after the dose. Once the dose is in, as Charlie said, there's not much you can do. But perhaps this way we will start with a lower dose and see if we achieve the proper level of asparaginase in the serum at a lower dose and maybe have less toxicity.
Are you measuring asparaginase or asparagine depletion?
No, it's asparaginase.
Is it?
It's an asparaginase assay.
And are there situations where in some way it's being metabolized or inactivated, and can you detect it using this assay?
Yeah, well, there are 2 things about this assay. One is you will detect whether it's being metabolized at a regular rate, similar to children, and we know that asparaginase metabolism changes with age, and that's why adults have much greater problem with it. Our metabolism isn't as good. The other thing that we'll also detect, which Charlie alluded to, is the possibility of silent inactivation of asparaginase via antibodies. And so if you check a level 1 week after giving the drug and the level is 0, then you know that something has happened, that antibody has inactivated the asparaginase.
I've heard that term silent inactivation. Is that because the patients are asymptomatic?
That's correct.
So presumably you're losing efficacy and not realizing
exactly,
it.
Exactly. It doesn't happen very often. We don't think it happens very often, but this assay will help us to detect that as well.
And what do you do in that situation?
Well, then again, you have to change the preparation because it's a very specific antibody against the pegylated asparaginase. Often it's against the pegylation of the asparaginase.
The pegylation, that's interesting.
Often. This is an area that's still very much under study and not all that much is known about it. But you can switch to Erwinia and then check a level to see if you get asparaginase